Hello.
Did I miss a call from you?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. What's up?
I just did all that. I left you a voicemail letting you know that Perla is going to go tomorrow. The earliest she can go is like 3:30-ish. She says she should be able to get there by 4. I also spoke to Luana. She said the service plan...
Wait, Nikki. Hold on one second. You give me a lot of updates. I just want to write it all down. Hold on 1 second, okay?
Okay.
1 second. Uno momento, as they say in Spanish. All right, say it again. So, Perla's going when? Tomorrow what time?
Around 3:30. She should be there by 4.
Perfect. On 311, okay.
And I also spoke to Luana, and her supervisor has to approve the service plan. She said that's how it goes. They do them, and the supervisors have to approve them. So I told her when we were trying to start the services, she said she will talk to her supervisor. She'll try to catch up with her to see if she can go ahead and expedite it to get it over to us by Friday. She said she will call me back. Maybe tomorrow to let me know.
Okay, so.
Oh,
basically,
and no, you cannot start services without it, I asked her.
Okay. For the service. Okay, good. So, first of all, thank you, because you did everything I asked you to do, and you gave me great answers. I love it. So, just to review, Pearl is going around 3:30, 4 o'clock on 311, right here. 311 to do the assessment. Nikki spoke with case manager Luana. Do they always need approval from their supervisors, or the supervisors always review it?
They always do it, and they have to be the last ones to approve it.
Got it. The supervisors need to approve the care plan prior to them being sent out. She is hoping... Hoping to have it expedited to be ready by Friday. Be ready by Friday. What's Friday's date? 3/13/26. We cannot start services before the service plan is received. Amazing. So we'll put this as off requested. Fault is going to be tomorrow. We need an aid. Anticipation of start of care is going to be the 13th.
Oh, yeah, Rachel's trying to work on that. She's not getting any good luck right now, but she's still working on it.
Okay, where is this case located?
Bristolville.
All right, where is that? How far is that from the other places?
About what, 30 minutes maybe?
It's like, it's past here.
Yes, past one. Let me see. It's probably about maybe 30 minutes. I know there's someone that works in Newton Falls a lot, and Rachel was going to see if they could go.
Okay, great. Amazing. Okay, let's pivot for a second. Darlene Rucker-Burt. What's with Janelle? Did we get anything yesterday?
Nope. Okay, we would have gotten in Barracuda. No.
No? Okay. Could you reach out to her again, please?
Yeah.
Okay. And let us know. Tell her we have an aid ready to go. We want to start today.
All right.
Reach out to Okay, let's see if we can start that one today. Okay, very good. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Is Rachel there with you?
No, she's in her office, I believe.
Perfect. Okay. This is, okay. This Tucker one was the, what was in Care, oh, it's in CareSource. Oh, maybe let's see if it's in CareSource yet. Oh, we didn't even have a Medicaid ID for this person, right? Did we?
Who?
For Tucker.
Tucker. Is that a... That name don't... Tucker.
Where's my care source? Here we go, it's CareStar. I want to check up care source to see if she's in there yet. How come I keep missing it? Log in. I'm not going to look it up without her Medicaid ID anyway. She didn't give it, she didn't call us back with it yet, did she?
Who?
Janelle or anything like that?
No.
Okay, fine. Very good. So, all right, you give me a call back or you could Slack me. Do you have the Slack on your computer now?
I downloaded it. But I never got a chance to stop to get trained or anything on it because I've been busy trying to get all this stuff done.
Is Moshe still there?
No, I believe he left.
Okay, great. Fine, so you can call me, yes, call me or email me, okay?
Say that again?
You can email me or call me for updates on Darlene.
Oh, okay.
Thank you. Have a good one.
You too.